Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
How you doing?
Good.
Outstanding. The weather is not delightful with the temperatures that we're getting, but at least, hey, we're getting some sun, which is perfect for our topic. While the sun shines, we...
make hay.
Let's go for it.
All right. Well, you know, one of the most critical factors in making quality hay is timing. And for the best hay, producers should time their cutting with the maturity stage of the hay crop. So as plants mature, their lignin content increases, and that traps the nutrients within the indigestible parts of the cell, and so the cattle can't utilize them. So we really want to cut hay early, prior to maturity. Sure, it's going to have lower yields, but the increase in nutritional value will compensate for any reduction in yields we get. So here in eastern Kansas, the cutting dates for grass crops vary. Fescue should be cut in early May. What I really want to say is it should probably be cut just as you start seeing the first seed hit is the good time to cut fescue. If you're cutting brome, typically late May, early June, if you can pick that time when it's pollinating, that is really the optimum time between yield and quality. Okay? So that would be the time there. And if you're cutting native grass, we oftentimes think about the 1st of July through maybe the 10th or 15th of July as being a really good time to cut hay. So once we've kind of determined the timing, you know, mowing is the first step in the haymaking process. And in recent years, the rotary disc mower has kind of become the industry standard of mowers. These mowers can mow through thick hay as well as can be pulled at higher speeds than the conventional sickle bar type mowers. The disc mower can also be fitted with a crimper or a flail conditioner that's going to help speed the hay in drying. However, because that disc mower can be pulled faster, it'll cut through harder things of hay, oftentimes producers set the disc mower to cut too short. So we really want to think about cutting your grass and leaving a 3 to 4 inch double height. This will help the grass with regrowth. And really, if you think about it, there's nothing but really stems in that bottom couple of inches. And let's just leave it there for the plant because it's not very good quality hay anyway, that bottom 2 inches of stalk.
Down to stems and seeds again.
And so once we get it mowed, raking's the next step. And raking, we typically wait until the top gets dried. We'll pull the rake over it. That rake actually turns the hay. And as it turns the hay, that allows the bottom to dry better, as well as it puts it into a windrow for us to be ready to start baling. And as a rule of thumb, we typically want to rake hay after the dew has dried off of it in the morning, because we don't want to turn it over and put the dew on the bottom. We want it to kind of dry off and then turn it up. And usually, if we're going to rake, somewhere starting around 11 o'clock would be just fine. And then baling is the final step in haymaking, and this is where the science and art come together. Baling hay too early will trap moisture in the bale and will result in spoilage and heating. Baling too dry will cause the leaves to shatter and break, thus we'll have lower quality feed. So how do you know when the right moisture is? Well, you know, many producers that have done this for years and years and years can kind of tell by the feel of the hay. They've done this enough that they know by the feel. However, there are others that will buy an electronic moisture tester and use that as their indicator of when it is time to bale. So remember, improperly cured hay, any of that hay that's 22% moisture or above, can heat and can cause a fire by spontaneous combustion. So hay should be cut and be baled at a moisture between 15 and 18% moisture. Well, you know, haying season this season's been pretty challenging with the spring, with the recent rains. if you are planning to hay, keep your eye on the weather forecast. And until next time, if you are haying, be sure to drink plenty of water. Until next time.
I'm going to second that drink plenty of water, having been victim of heat cramps and other associated illnesses. Not fun. Do everything you can to avoid it. Well, thank you very much for coming in today, Rod. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And now I get to have nightmares about spontaneously combusting hay bales.
Just don't put it up wet. That's all.
No, don't put it up wet. Now, before we went on, we talked a little bit about the difference between wrapping a bale and using twine. Does that also affect the moisture in the bale, or have you taken care of it beforehand by putting it up at the right time?
You want to put it up at the right time, whether you use net wrap or whether you use twine. The biggest advantage to net wrap is it'll bale much faster because you're only having to turn out one and a half or two rounds to get that whole bale wrapped and you can spit it out. It also will help with the storage process if you're storing outside, because that net wrap will kind of keep the moisture from soaking into the hay. Twine wrap bales, if you're using twine, it just takes longer because you're putting on several wraps. You know, the end wraps, there's multiple wraps in the center. And then ideally, if you're doing twine, we like to see the twine spaced about an inch and a half, 2 inches apart as it goes across that bale. That'll help keep it condensed too, and it will also help with storage if it's outside. So
it boils down to your prep work, just like almost anything else, as well as the actual activity.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.